Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
On what was opening week for Miami-Dade County Public Schools last week, and one of the teams that opted in to play for a state championship is a team that got off to a 1-0 start with a win, Miami Edison, the Red Raiders, and head coach Luther Campbell is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on being 1-0, and obviously everybody is all happy now, but not a couple of months ago. The FHSA made, in my estimation, and I know you feel the same way, a mistake by making these schools choose whether they wanted to play for a state title rather than everybody start at the same time.
Yeah, you're right about that, Larry. We are definitely, and thank you for allowing me to come on your show.
You know, anytime.
It's always a pleasure to talk to a legend like yourself. You know, which is great. But you're right. You're correct. I mean, we are in some definitely unprecedented times, you know, where we're playing three and four games and opting in and opting out, and it's crazy.
Did you feel like you had to do it? I mean, you know, just, you know, we talked to Manasco at Palmetto, and he says, you know what, all these junior kids that I had last year that couldn't wait for their senior year, and now here's their senior year, and I'm not giving them a chance to play for a state title. Did you feel the same way? You have a lot of kids that deserve to at least get the shot?
Yeah, you know, what I did was I posed a question to the team. You know, I gave them the scenario, and I told them, hey, look, here's the deal. You know, and so the kids, you know, the seniors, and it was more so seniors than anything because, you know, they're the ones who have a lot to lose, you know, playing three games with a possibility of maybe playing some other games. I mean, they have more to lose than anybody, you know. So I kind of posed the question to them to find out if that's what they wanted to do, and they wanted to do it. But it's difficult. It's difficult because I think, you know, I think we kind of dropped the ball. You know, I think GMAC dropped the ball, and I think the FSHA dropped the ball, you know, because, you know, We said we was going to follow these protocols and the procedures of whether we're in level two, three, four, and we went to three. You know, and when we went to three, we could have started. You know, we were already in one, and I thought we could have started a little earlier and got another game or two in. But, you know, they're on the side of caution, so I respect that as well.
No, I understand. But also, I felt, too, that we could all started on November 1st statewide, got in all the games, played a legitimate state championship where everybody was involved, but they didn't want to do that for some crazy reason. Now that you're back and the kids are come off a big win against Homestead, so you happy for what you see? Do you have some work to do? Everybody has to be a little bit rusty, but were you excited that the kids, for all these kids that you hadn't never really seen play, are you happy that you get an opportunity to see them and see what they're all about?
Yes, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I mean, just to get back on the football field, that's a great thing. But just like you say, having a lot of kids that came over and in, you know, some of the kids who were returning, you know, kind of taught them about the program. Just being able to see, you know, kids like Nathaniel Joseph play, you know, and Francisco play and a couple other kids. Just to be able to see those kids play, you know, you know, it was a great thing. And just like you say, when you talk of 8 months that these kids hadn't played, you know, close to 8 months, you know, they're a little rusty. They're going to make mistakes, you know, and it's just, it's hard. It is actually, this is the most difficult coaching I've ever did in my 17 years career, because, you know me, Larry. I'm a detail guy, you know, and when I'm not able to be able to coach, you know, technique and fundamentals and all that, you know, and it's crammed down and into 3 weeks, and now you got to play, and then 2 more weeks from now, you got a daggone playoff game.
So,
you know, it's different.
And I mean, and you look at, like, I went the other night to watch Northwestern and Central. Where else on this earth are you going to have an opening game of the season like that at the end of October?
I know, right?
You know, yeah. I mean, it. You know, I mean, it just shows. I mean, when you look at teams like that, and you know how Roland and Max work. I mean, obviously they're going to put out the best product possible. And then you look at teams like schools like Booker T, defending 4A state champion, and you looked at Christopher Columbus with Coach Dunn, a defending 8A state champion, that opted to get more games for their seniors than to actually play in the state championship series. You see, those are the things to me, Luther, that bug me, that these schools had to make a choice whether to defend their state championships. And you see, that's the thing. That you look at that picture and you go, what's wrong with this picture? They shouldn't have to choose.
Yeah, that's sad. No doubt about it. It's sad. I mean, just like you say, all the time it seems like it was the FSHA against South Florida, you know, more so Dade County. I mean, you heard it on the record. It's on the record. You know, everybody was worried about, you know, most of the teams were worried about, you know, getting away from, you know, trying to get a championship with an asterisk. You know, it went from that to, you know, the rest of the state speaking out, saying, hey, look, we want to play Dade County. And then getting us put into this position where we're at right now. You know, it is sad. I think everything could have been handled a lot different than what it was handled from the word go. You know, because, again, man, you know, and I look at it like this also, Larry, you know, because I don't understand. I mean, me and you follow each other on Twitter. You know, you got private schools being able to play, and then you got public schools not being able to play. Then you got private gym owners and everybody else, owners of regular companies and restaurants, but a private school can be able to play. That to me is, like, really unfair. So, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, we ain't going to make no excuses. None of us, Northwestern, Central, you know, Palmetto, we're going to make no excuses. We're just going to go out there and play Dade County football and try to bring the state home and represent all of us. We're going to get in these playoffs and try to go do what we got to do.
Yep. Good stuff, man. I appreciate you. As always, Edison with a big win over Homestead to start things out. Now where do you go? Where else? What's the next two games?
Oh, we got a big game this week with Central. We're going to find out a lot about some of these transfers and some of these kids. And, you know, we're going to clean up a lot of things that we needed to clean up from last week. That was the day we just focused on cleaning up, getting some of these kids to understand the philosophy of what we try to do, and go out there and play the Rocket. I know the Rocket, you know, they lost to the Bulls. And so, they itching to get back on the field. You know, that's just how it is. You lose a game, especially a big rival game, you just can't wait to get back on the field. So, you know, we're looking forward to playing them. You know, I love playing Coach Smith, you know, Coach AJ and Chop and all of them. You know, I'm looking forward to the challenge. We're looking forward
Good
to
stuff.
The challenge.
All right, Luther Campbell, I appreciate you joining us. We'll talk to you soon. We'll get out and watch the Red Raiders soon.
Okay. Hey, Larry, we just opened up our brand new football field out here at Liberty City Optimus. Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Big grand over there. So you got to get by and see it one day.
I will. You know I come out to things.
Yes, you do. They got, they
All right,
just
man.
Got you working today.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. Good stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.